Good afternoon. We had earlier mentioned that we could get at least half of our population fully vaccinated by August. But as you heard just now from my fellow co-chairs, with the bringing forward of vaccine supplies and speeding up of the process, we are now able to set a more ambitious target of at least two-thirds of our population fully vaccinated with two doses by National Day. It's an ambitious target, but supplies permitting, we will be able to achieve this. As we continue to ramp up our vaccination over the next few weeks, we will also plan on making several immediate moves. First is the next stage of our reopening, specifically to move from 2 persons to 5 persons for higher risk settings like F&B dining in. We had said earlier that we plan to do this sometime around mid-July. With the vaccine on track, with the regular testing of workers in these higher risk settings proceeding, we should be able to get there. Exactly what when this will be, we will work out the dates and we will give some advance notice, but this is something we should be able to proceed on. Second, we will revise the public health guidelines for vaccinated persons. And this applies in two aspects. One, within Singapore itself, where it comes to activities and gatherings or events, we could allow gatherings involving just vaccinated persons to have larger group sizes and also relax the social distancing rules in such settings because only vaccinated persons are involved. So that's within Singapore. And this could apply to a whole range of different settings, religious services, concerts, sporting events, and so on. So that's one area of work that we are working on. Second would be travel. Potentially, we are working on some new guidelines for people in Singapore to be able to travel abroad. And then when you come back, you either can serve a shortened SHN, the quarantine time under the stay-home notice will be shorter, or may be waived entirely and replaced with some test. And this will depend on the country that you visit. Right, so these are the potentially revised guidelines that would apply to vaccinated persons. We are still working through them, and we will announce them when we are ready. At the end of the day, whether it is in Singapore or anywhere in the world, this is really a race between the virus and vaccination. And so it is of utmost importance, as everyone on the panel has already said, for us to get our vaccination rates up. We have been making steady progress, but we are watching very carefully the vaccination rates for the elderly group. As Minister Ong said just now, for those who are above 60, the vaccination rate is 75%. But in fact, there are two groups. The 60 to 69, vaccination rates are nearly 80%, not too bad. But for the above 70, it is not quite at 70% yet. It's lower. And that is, in fact, the more vulnerable group because they are older. So we still need to get vaccination rates for our elderly higher than where they are today. In fact, in some places, they have already achieved more than 90% vaccination coverage for the elderly population. So we still have some room to go. And as you heard just now, if you look at what happened recently in Bukit Merah where there was a super spreader event, and many of the people who were infected were elderly persons. This can easily happen in any other part of Singapore because we know there's still underlying transmission, there are still unlinked cases. You cannot rule out the possibility that new clusters will emerge. In fact, this may very well happen. And it could happen in an area where there's a high concentration or a high proportion of elderly persons. And if many of them are not vaccinated, then we will end up with more severe consequences because they will have severe illness, hospitalization and ICU rates will go up, and unfortunately, under such a scenario, fatalities may rise too. So we must do everything we can to avoid such an outcome. And the best way to avoid it is once again to appeal to all our elderly persons in Singapore, all our seniors, get yourselves vaccinated. We have simplified the process for you to get vaccinated. You don't need to book in advance. Just walk into a center and you can get yourself jabbed. And we appeal also, this call also goes out to everyone who has an elderly parent. Right? If you have an elderly parent who is not vaccinated yet, please engage them, persuade them to get vaccinated, bring them to the center to get them jabbed. You will be doing a lot to keep them safe. So don't take the view that, oh, it's okay, my elderly parent only stays at home, so I'm not going out so much, it's all right. Because you may have people visiting your elderly parent, and any visitor may well bring the virus into the home. So please engage your parent, get them vaccinated as soon as possible. Finally, we will continue to synchronize our reopening plans with our vaccination rates. So this applies, as you heard just now, beyond two-thirds of people in Singapore fully vaccinated, we want to get higher. And we are also aiming for a much higher proportion of elderly persons being vaccinated. And as we achieve these targets, we will be able to progressively continue in a confident manner with our reopening plans over the coming weeks and months, and in the longer term, with our roadmap towards living with COVID normally. Thank you.